This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon and welcome to Harmony Waikato. My name's Derek. I'm joined here by Peter. Peter, how are you?
Just absolutely fabulous today. Thank you for asking, Derek.
Oh, it's great for you to be here because you've been on a little trip around the...
Been touring around our wonderful country. Yep. Had a look, went clockwise around the South Island. Beautiful place.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome. If you go anti-clockwise, do you go back in time? I guess you feel like it when you go down through the West Coast, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's such an incredible... It's diverse country we live in.
Just superb.
Now, talking about incredible and diverse, one of the countries I think that a lot of people don't tend to think about is a country that's landmass is between China and Japan.
I wonder if you're thinking about Korea.
I am.
Well, Derek, those of us who are up with the play know that Korean culture has taken the world by storm.
K-pop, indeed. Which I was really excited about when it came out, but it turned it wasn't a lollipop.
Not edible.
A cake lollipop.
No, that's right, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, a lot of people have been very enthusiastic about it. And so today, we've got two themes today. They're really well paired up. They're quite... they're like bookends, really. They're
right.
Complementary. The two themes are Korea and shoes.
Yeah.
And look, we'll just let the listener work out what the relationship is between those two, shall we?
Okay.
All right, but what we'd like to do... we're going to start with the Korean National Anthem.
Right.
By sung a cappella by a group called D.I.A.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's quite a national anthem, really, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Many years ago, in 2011, you and I were part of singing the national anthems for the World Cup.
Oh, yes, yeah, that was great fun.
It was great fun. We did have to learn some anthems which were quite different to musically.
Yeah, absolutely
to
right.
What we normally sing in sure. the sort of Western style. And that one was closer to the Western style, but still would be very difficult to learn in just a few weeks. But what a beautiful national anthem it was.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, right. And so continuing then with our theme of Korea, there's another Korean group that's coming up next, a group with the rather ordinary name of Doo-Wop Sounds. Doo-Wop Sounds, and they are going to, there's a Korean island called Jeju, and so they're going to sing a song called In Jeju.
Very shortly, we'll find out exactly how many islands there are in Korea.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Dum, 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 dum. 낮은 소리가 노래가 되던 밤 나는 조용히 어둠 눈을 감아 이건 하나둘의 끝 너의 품에 안기며 매일 밤 듣던 그 노래가 들려와 막혀버릴 것 같아 오늘 밤 내가 너 얼마나 사랑하는지 너에게 보여주고 싶었지잖아 좋은 꿈을 꾸는 것 같아 지금 조금 멀리 있음에 사랑했던 노래 멈춘 듯해도 별가 득했던 그 밤 하늘처럼 지금 난 너로 가득해 이 깊은 밤 너와 나 우리 둘 다 우리 둘
우리 둘 다 우리 둘
That's awesome.
Yeah, okay, Derek.
Okay, oh yes, the question, how many islands are there in Korea?
Well, there are between 3,300 and 3,400, I guess probably depending on the tide.
Possibly, and probably slightly less than when the last census was done due to global warming.
Exactly right.
But also there's probably about 2,900 that are...
Yeah. Well, how do you know that there are so many islands off the coast of Korea?
Well, because you get these nerds that sit down and look at these maps like Google Earth and stuff like that and
really?
Count them all. I knew there were a lot more because I flew over Korea a few months ago and looked down at all these islands as I was flying along.
You flew over Korea?
Yeah. Well, I landed in Korea and then sort of flew off to Japan from Korea. But I counted, like I'd looked out and I was surprised the topography of the place. It was quite amazing. Okay, granted, it was in a simulator. But still, I mean, those islands are there.
Yeah, well, it's very good, Derek.
It's amazing what you learn.
Absolutely right.
Like, I didn't realise that Tehran, which I also flew into, had such massive mountains around it. Just next to it. So you actually have to descend relatively quickly.
It's sort of like a bit of a Queenstown job.
Yeah, once you get over the mountains, it's...
Right.
It's actually
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, another Korean group that we are familiar with is Maytree.
Yes. Weirdly, we're familiar with Maytree initially because of the Nokia ringtone that they did, wasn't
it? They are the Nokia ringtone specialists. Yep. But of course, they're a bit more than that, and they've been going for quite a while now. And they're combining in our next track with a group called Exit, and they're going to sing When I Ruled the World.
Oh, sorry, got the wrong track. There we go, try this one. See if this one's going to work for us.
Fields, full service, and I can't explain. I know St. Peter
up from a ringtone?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that was nice. That was Maitrey and Exit.
Yeah.
So, look, let's have a just one more of these Korean groups.
Right.
Again, I'm sure.
Yep.
I'd be surprised if we've heard from them before. This is a group called Contempo Devo.
Ah, Contempo Devo.
Yeah, they do sort of opera, pop opera is what they describe cool. themselves as, a pop opera group.
That's cool.
And so they're going to sing for us A Circle of Life and My Heart Will Go On. Do you? Can you tell us anything about those tracks?
Well, Circle of Life was written obviously by Elton John for The Lion King.
Ah, yes, yes.
And My Heart Will Go On was performed by Thingamajig.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Celine Dion for the movie Titanic.
Oh, right.
And Titanic, cool. like we said a couple of weeks ago with Moulin Rouge, that song couldn't be used in the Oscars because it was written for another show. It was written for another movie, so they couldn't use it in the Oscars.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a couple of useless bits of information
Absolutely
about both of those.
Absolutely useless. Yep. Let's have a listen to Contempo Devo.
But the sorrow and pain through the suffering.
Yeah, well, operatic, I guess.
Yeah. You know, right at the beginning of that, where they go, you know what they're saying?
No.
I think we did it, I did it last week or last time I was on. They're saying, look, there's a lion. Over there is a lion. Do you see the lion? But it just sounds so much cooler when it's in Swahili.
Well, so, yeah, okay, there you go. That's great. Now, on to our matching theme, shoes. And I'm sure by now everybody's clicked to the...
to the connection there.
The connection there. But,
obviously.
Yeah. We'll give you, for those of you who haven't, we'll give you a bit more time. So, shoes, I immediately thought of the gospel song. That's from Mitchell's Christian Singers.
Right.
And so, you know, they do the classic version of Travelling Shoes.
Now, this was actually going back to the 20s or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And about 1922, and a guy, Thomas A. Dorsey,
yes,
wrote it out in the classic gospel style.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what it sounds like.
Are you ready to go? No.
Because I ain't got all my traveling shoes, ain't done my duty, say no.
Which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
It's quite a cool sound. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing, this sound came from the spiritual sort of genre where they...
Well, yeah, these were church songs.
Yeah, they were church shoes, but church songs. But they were singing while they were working.
Absolutely so right.
This is one of those gospel songs which has a lot of secondary meaning.
Yeah, it's got
to
the
it.
Call and response thing and, you know, quite a lot of rhythm to it.
Yep. But also talking about the travelling shoes is about getting ready to follow the Underground Railroad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So there's that level of it going on. And once you learn about all that stuff, you really appreciate...
Yeah, no, it's very cool.
...these type of things.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
No. Because I ain't got all my traveling. You ain't done my duty, say no. Oh, Lord, no. Because I ain't got all my traveling shoes.
They've come riding by the Christian door. Say, oh, Christian, are you ready to go?
Yes. Because I just got on my traveling. You done my duty. Say, yes. Oh, Lord, yes. Because I just got on my traveling.
Cool.
Yeah, I really like that. Now, yeah. In fact, I like it so much, we're going to have another version of the same song.
Yeah. This is a more modernised version of it.
Yes, it is.
But, Yeah, this is, a very respectful homage to...
Yep, and it's by a group called Special Consensus, and they're going to sing Travelling Shoes.
Oh, death come a-knocking at my mother's door. He said,
come on, mother, ain't you ready to go?
She said, yes. Good Lord, she said,
yes.
Well, my mother bent down, and she buckled up her shoes, and then she shouted hallelujah. And she began to move, and then she moved on down to the dirty stream, and then she shouted hallelujah, my soul
has been redeemed, because I
done my duties, got on my traveling shoes,
got on my traveling shoes.
Whoa, death, come knocking at my father's door. I heard him say,
come on, father, ain't you ready to go?
And he said, yes. Good Lord, he said,
yes.
Oh, well, my father bent down and he
buckled up his shoes and then he shouted hallelujah.
And then he
began to move, and then he moved on down by the dirty stream, and then he shouted, hallelujah,
because I
done my duties, got on my traveling shoes. I saw old death coming knocking at that old sinner man's door. I heard him say, come on, sinner, ain't you ready to go? Well, he waded in the water about ankle deep, and then the water started lapping up around his knees, and then I heard him say, oh, I don't want to die, and then the water started lapping up around his side, Lord, won't you just let me live,
just let me live,
then the water started lapping up around his rib, then old death grabbed him and he shoved him in,
then the water started lapping
up around his chin, he said, no,
Lord knows I
don't want to go,
cause I
ain't done my duties, ain't got my traveling shoes. Lord, ain't done my duties, ain't got my traveling shoes.
Cool.
Now that is
That's fun.
That is great.
Yay. Bob, that's all the time we've got, Peter.
Oh, dang.
Sorry. But we are back here, same time, same place. Next week, Richard and Mike will be.
Cool. Catch you then.
Whatever we'll join you in a couple of weeks.
Still tap.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.